your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. You know, I have to tell you all, Steve is a very, very interesting guy. Going to be doing a special with he and obviously Chuck Page and John Horvat here in about 3 weeks. I think you'll find it to be a fascinating special. It will air on all the radio stations. We've got Chuck Page on the line with me right now, Dr. Chuck Page. You know, this may seem kind of out there when, you know, trying to relate what Chuck is going to talk about to Biden's speech last Wednesday, but I don't think it is. Sorry, Chuck is talking about how you simply can't escape faith. Given the political environment that we're in right now, that's an incredibly important hypothesis to me. Tell us what you mean, Chuck, would you?
Well, if you think about it, I mean, we can talk about this on a political level. We can talk about this on a theological level or a philosophical level. I mean, everyone believes in something, you know, and the question is what is the credibility of what they believe? You know, there's a statement, you know, Socrates is the one that said the unexamined life is not worth living. You know, there's some other philosophers that said, I think it was Geisler that said the unexamined faith is not worth believing. And there's a lot of people that are very sincere what they believe, either politically or religiously or whatever. But the point is that everybody believes in something. You know, I think there's people that see life through a set of victim lenses. You know, they always see the outcome of their life dependent upon their circumstances, and they want to change the circumstances. You know, they believe that someone else is going to help them. And then there are people that believe in themselves. You know, I call this the hero zero kind of mentality. See, life is, they see themselves either the hero, whether they believe in their adequate responses, you know, people that don't believe in their adequate responses, you know, but they still believe in something, you know. Even think about atheists. You know, atheists have a worldview. They have something that they believe in, you know, and, you know, science is beginning to show us as we rewind the tape, that there actually was a beginning. You know, we can look at the Hubble, the findings of the Hubble, you know, the Hubble telescope, second law of thermodynamics, all of these things that show us that, as we rewind the tape, that there was a beginning. And so then you have to explain, well, did something come from nothing or did something come from something? And the atheist believes that something came from nothing. And as you listen to what they say, that they have to have a lot of faith to believe that. For example, they use quantum mechanics to say that things just kind of come out of thin air. You know, and you think about it, if you look at things from a, you know, from a standpoint of an atomic level, the majority of the universe is just nothing. And so they say that something came from nothing. But we don't really see any evidence of that in real life. But if that were the case, I sure would like to have $1 million come out of thin air. That would be awesome, wouldn't it?
Boy, you could buy the King Ranch on, well, not quite, but almost.
Man, I'll tell you, so think about it, or BMW or whatever I need, just, you know, something coming from nothing. And there are actually people who, based upon their science, they believe that this actually happens. And I'll tell you, it takes a lot more faith to believe that than to believe the other alternative, that actually that something came from something. You know, and that's a whole nother discussion. But the point is that you can't escape faith. Everybody believes in something. I think of it this way, you know. Now, I know you live up in Washington. I don't think it gets very cold up there, but in other parts of the United States, you know, there's people that they walk out on the ice, and they drive their trucks out on ice, and they fish out on the ice. Man, in Texas, we would never do that.
No.
You know? You know what I'm saying?
But, I know what you're saying.
But the point is, what's the credibility? I mean, will the ice actually hold you up? I mean, I don't have enough faith coming from Texas in my experiences to believe that the ice will hold me up, you know. But nevertheless, if you go to Michigan and places like that up the Great Lakes, man, there are people that drive their trucks and they bring trailers out onto the ice, and the ice holds them up. One has faith, you know, that the ice will hold them up, and the other doesn't. What the point is does that ice really, you know, is it really solid enough to, you know, to support them? And so, you know, we all have to look back at, you know, kind of our worldview and examine the evidence.
Now, I have to ask you a question. The obvious question is this. You talk about faith. Let's relate it just kind of in a smidgen towards what's going on in our country right now. A lot of people are very, very despondent, very, very negative right now on what's going on in our country.
Yep.
What does faith tell you to do?
Well, faith tells me, first of all, to keep going. You know, once again, and it's interesting, the you know, how the media spins things and how they spin the truth.
Yeah.
I think we need to take a step back and, once again, always look at the facts. And so much of what gets headlines and what gets the eyes of people is, you know, things, you know, the things that evoke an emotional response, you know, but focusing on the facts first and then our feelings. You know, if the old saying, facts, faith, and feelings. The first is we look at the facts.
Yep.
And then we place faith in the facts, and then we let our feelings follow. And so what's happening right now in the media, whichever side you look at, I believe, they're focusing on our feelings and evoking an emotional response without really addressing the facts. And I'll tell you something, you know, I'm conservative in my beliefs, but, you know, I believe nowadays, you know, when we focus on arbitrary absolutes, man, we're walking out on thin ice because there's nothing to hold it up. And so that's just as dangerous as a liberal, you know, kind of a point of view. We have to go back to facts.
Yeah. Well, tell me, let's talk a little bit philosophically about what's going on in the country right now. I was talked about this. We're talking about this in the second segment of the show with McKinney, and we're going to be talking about our reaction to the president's speech last Wednesday. I was a little bit despondent after I heard that speech because I heard a lot of things that economically are simply not feasible. But what you're saying, Chuck, is you're saying just keep on going. I want you to elaborate on that. We've only got about a minute, so elaborate on that if you would.
Well, let me say this, and I did not listen to Biden's speech. I just felt like it was going to be one of those things that going to get me so in so much turmoil that I couldn't listen to it.
Right.
So once again, I have started controlling the amount of media that I watch, and I'm a lot happier because of that. You know, once again, I think that Biden is coming from a particular worldview, which is duplicitous, you know, and, you know, it's kind of this dualistic mindset where we can believe multiple things. And,
Chuck, let me cut you off just for a second. We're down to, we only got about 2 seconds left. Let's continue this discussion this week during a weekend special. Thank you so
much.
Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. I'm going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.